For those who don't know, Gorillaz is a weird of a weird of alternative rock, but some of his songs could also be considered as either electronic or hip-hop. I don't really know what we can classify their music as, but they have managed to have songs that I physically can't stand, as well as songs that I can put on loop for hours. It's hard to get people to like Gorillaz if they haven't really heard of their music before, since their songs are initially really jarring, but they can become so much more after a bit more listens. So I'm not really talking to all the songs, but I have a lot of they have a few songs that are really famous worldwide, which I'm going to be playing really soon, which are Feel Good Inc. And Clint Eastwood, and some of these are just really famous. Right, so let's just get really quickly into the history. Gorillaz's intricate and complicated music is nothing compared to the backstory. Gorillaz is a virtual band designed by Jamie Hewlett and musician Damon Albarn in 1998. They represent their fictional characters and story through cartoons and music videos. So basically it's like, yeah, just a virtual band made by two people and just one person did most of the music. I don't have much time, but I'm going to try to explain the lore just a little bit. The band consists of Stuart, 2D Pot, Murdoch Nichols, Noodle, and Russell Hobbs. The lore is split into different phases represented by different album releases. I'm going to be mixing the lore and songs, but because I have 57 minutes worth of songs to play, I'm going to have to get through this really fast. I'm going to have to be a zoomer. So let's just start with phase one, Gorillaz. The first album, self-titled Gorillaz, was released in 2001. The first album contains 17 songs and honestly might just be my favorite. With a dirty, grungy mix and aesthetic, these songs are pristine, but definitely contain weird elements that don't usually fit usual music or even alternative rock. Really quickly, the lore behind phase one is that Murdoch, a deranged ex-convict, and later the bassist of a band, rams a car into the vocalist 2D, which hurts one of his eyes and turns in catatonic. Murdoch then has to care for 2D, but gets into yet another incident which restores 2D to his normal state, but with two black eyes due to an 8-ball fracture. They then go into a haunted studio and find a drummer, Russell, who is haunted by a ghost called Del the Funky Homo Sapien. A guitarist, Noodle, is shipped from China to play with him, don't ask questions, and the problem is that I legitimately could play songs for 3 hours just from different albums. So we're going to start with Rehash, which really has that grungy aesthetic and that grungy mix that I was talking about. And it's actually one of a few songs where the vocalist, 2D, has like really as somewhat aggressive vocals. Or maybe that was 5-4. But both kind of have this grungy aesthetic. So let's get right into it with Rehash. Right here, and so we're definitely seeing that weird aesthetic that Gorillaz really has, where like the sounds sound normal and then they don't sound normal and they just sound weird and wacky. Right, so I don't actually have that much time to play so many of these songs from the first album because I really want to get through a large amount of them. Just from the first album because I think it's my favorite. But then we're just going to get into 5-4. I just wanted to demonstrate with Rehash was really, well, that heavy bass with like weird vocals, just that weird Gorillaz vibe that I really appreciate. And then here's 5-4, which I find super cool because like the guitar part is like a 5-4 groove. That's like 1 and 2 and 1 and 2 and 1 and, which is really cool. And then the drums are just kept in like 1 and 2, which creates this like huge dissonance in the rhythms. I just really like it. So here we go into 5-4.
Come, really come me down, in bed by
Right, so about 5-4 in the guitar is just amazing, mixed with the drums in 1 and 2 and 1 and 2 and... Right, so just because of time constraints, I'm going to move on to the next song, which is Clint Eastwood, which a ton of person know, and I think I'm going to play this song entirely through just because it's so famous and honestly so good. Here's Clint Eastwood, which is one of the few songs that... Well, it's one of the songs that can be considered hip-hop, because there's Del the Funky Homo Sapien actually doing the rapping for it. So here we go into Clint Eastwood.
I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag, I'm useless. But not for long, the future is coming on. I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag, I'm useless. But not for long, the future is coming on. It's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on.
Finally, someone let me out of my cage. Now, time for me is nothing cause I'm counting no A's. Nah, I couldn't be there. Nah, you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs and I'm under each snare. Intangible, bet you didn't think so, I command you to. Panoramic view, look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose, all you different crews. Chicks and dudes, who you think is really kicking tunes? Picture you getting down in a picture tube, like you lit the fuse. You think it's fictional, mystical, maybe. Spiritual hero who appears in you to clear your view when you're too crazy. Lifeless to those, the definition for what life is. Priceless to you because I put you on the hype shit. You like it? Gun smoke, you're righteous with one talk. You're psychic among no possess you with one go.
I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag, I'm useless. Not for long, the future is coming on. In a bag, I'm useless, but not for long, the future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on.
The essence, the basics, without it you make it. Allow me to make this childlike in nature. Rhythm, you have it or you don't, that's a fallacy, I'm in them. Every sprouting tree, every child of peace, every cloud and sea. You see with your eyes and see destruction and demise. Corruption in the skies from this fucking enterprise. Now I'm sucked into your lies through rust, so not as muscles, but percussion to provide. For me as a guide, y'all can see me now cause you don't see with your eye. You perceive with your mind, that's the inner. So I'ma stick around with rust and be a mentor. Bust a few rhymes so motherfuckers remember what the thought is. I brought all this so you can survive when law is lawless,
right?
Feeling sensations that you thought was dead. No squealing, remember that it's all in your head.
Hey, it happened. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag, I'm useless. Not for long, the future is coming on. Hey, it happened. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag, I'm useless. Not for long, my future is coming on. It's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on.
sound was cut off from my headphones, so I basically was turning it on and nothing was happening. Right, so that was Clint Eastwood, which is one of the songs that are really famous from Gorillaz. And next we're going to go into a song that I'm doing for me, that I'm playing for me, which is Rock My House. I'm probably only going to be playing half of that song, because though I really like it, it's got a really sick trumpet lick. It also has a really weird part with a recorder, which frankly isn't my favorite instrument, but I think like they kind of pull it up. But I would have rather been not use that. But here we go into Rock the House, the next song. And apparently Spinatron is not uploading, and I don't really know what I can do besides resetting the playlist, which might take a long time, and I don't really want to do it. So here we go into the next song, Rock the House.
That you want to try that, it's like a flashback, so shake your ass crack. I got the boss to rock the saucer, funk a blueser, any groove to make you move, cause taking you to another landscape is my mandate. I'm highly animated even though I'm decomposing, so if your feet is frozen I'ma die to see you open. Rhyme and the DJ spin, I want y'all to just get down. Now while the MC rhyming and the DJ cutting, I want y'all to just get down. And when the MC rhyme and the DJ spin, I want y'all to just get down. Now while the MC rhyming and the DJ cutting, I want y'all to just get down. Tap your toes and clap your hands. Come on, trace the globe and shake your pants. Just twist your hip and do the dip. Come on, shake your back, do whatever it takes. Gravitational pull, I have you making a fool out of yourself on the dance floor. Doing backspins, running man and more. Party down with vigor and candor. Come into the jam or look like a landlubber. And do the aqua boogie, win lots of goodies. Baby, pop the Gucci while the turntables is talking to me. It's awfully groovy seeing all the treasure and the booty. When the MC rhyme and the DJ spin, I want y'all to just get down. Now while the MC rhyming and the DJ cutting, I want y'all to just get down. And when the MC rhyme and the DJ spin, I want y'all to just get down. Now while the MC rhyming and the DJ cutting, I want y'all to just
Right, so I think I fixed the problem because I just created a new playlist. I think the time was off. It's kind of confusing because it's in military time for like 12 p.m. and I'd never know if it's a.m. or p.m. But here we go. I'm going to be playing the next song, which is actually a remix but was part of the original album. So I'm just going to switch into it now. It's 19-2000, which is a remix of 19-2000, obviously, by Soulchild.
The world is spinning too fast. I'm fine that Nike shoes to keep myself tethered to the days I tried to lose. My mama said to slow down, you must make your own shoes. Stop dancing to the music. I've got Gorillaz in a happy mood, keeping my groove on. Watching a fake trail, caught up in the conflict between his brain and his tail. And if time's elimination, then we got nothing to lose. Please repeat the message, it's the music that we choose. Keep on my groove on.
It's the music that we choose.
Right, so this is
get
just
the cool. Get the cool.
Really Gorillaz, but just a little bit more puffy. I think it's a really good remix. Good job for Soul Child. Right, and so I'm going to be moving on to the next album, but just while I'm explaining, I'm going to just be playing a background track, which is called Amarillo. It's from their album called The Fall, and a lot of people actually consider that one of their worst albums, so I'm ripped that album, but I just really like that song from it, and because we don't really have time, I wanted to take this time to just talk over it. So hopefully the volume amount is okay. I'm trying to fix it and see how it works, but here we go. It should be fine. So the next song I'm going to be playing off from Demon Days, which was released in 2005 and comes after the band splits up for 1.5 years due to difficulties. In the storyline, the band splits since Murdoch got angsty and nearly killed 2D. The band eventually meets up again since Noodle takes back control of the Kong Studios from zombies. Honestly, this entire storyline is just whack, and if you really are interested in learning about it, there's some really cool YouTube videos that you can watch. I watched a little of those, but it's just really complicated to understand everything that's happening. Okay, let's go into the album Demon Days. Oh god, this album goes full weird, with weirder synths and everything. But I think a lot of people actually consider Demon Days as the best Gorillaz album. Personally, I think it might be Gorillaz for me, but I think it's definitely up there as one of the best. This album just really... What's really cool about this album is that it's really unsettling. The bass is super loud and the mixing is just really weird. And it was actually not made by the main musician this time. It was made by Brian Burton by the stage name Danger Mouse, who was hired to be the producer for this album. Just really quickly, there was an album released between them, which was called Leica Come Home, which is just a reggae remix of all the songs from a self-titled Gorillaz album. But honestly, it's not that good. But if you're interested in reggae and some of the songs, some are pretty good, so you could check it out. So that was Amarillo from The Fall, which I'm not going to be talking about more, just really quickly, maybe a little later. But here we go into the song Kids With Guns, which is from Demon Days. Right, and so that was Kids With Guns, just one of the really good songs also from Gorillaz, just with a really weird aesthetic. Here we go into Feel Good Inc., which also has that really loud bass, which I really like. Feel Good Inc., one of the best Gorillaz song, and frankly, a lot of people say it's overrated, but I just think it's just a fantastic track. Here we go, Feel Good Inc. Shut up. section that actually a lot of people don't like, but I think it's so good.
This hazmat, fast cat, lining them up like ass crack. Ladies, ponies at the track, it's my chocolate attack.
Shit, I'm stepping in harder this year. Yeah, bear ripping in harder this year. Watch me as I gravitate. Ha 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 ha. We gon' ghost town, this Motown with your sound. You in the blink, gon' bite the dust, can't fight with us. With your sound, you kill the ink. So don't stop, get it, until you chant it.
Right, so I'm just going to use this time to just talk a little bit about the next song, which is Dirty Ari. So the three songs I just played, Kids Will Gone, Feel Good Inc., and Dirty Ari, are like considered the three best songs of that album, which, just to remember, it was the album Demon Days. Here we go into Dirty Harry. It's got a really weird vibe, and honestly, I'm not going to be playing it for that long because I have to move on to the next album, but just really good song. Right, so I'm just going to talk over the music just a little bit to get into the next phase. So this is phase three. Just really quickly, it's worth mentioning that the band also released D-Sides in 2007 and the Fall in 2010. The Fall is the album from the song I played Amarillo before. It's a really cool song, but overall that album is just really chill and didn't really fit the usual Gorillaz vibe, and a lot of people actually don't really appreciate it, but I kind of liked it. But I'm going to be skipping them. D-Sides is really intense, but the Fall, yeah, is more floaty and calm, using a lot of reverb and electronic sounds. It's definitely a vibe, but not particularly one I want to play for this radio show today. Phase 3 is Plastic Beach, which has No Russell, which is the drummer. I really don't have time to go over this phase, but the basic lore is that the characters separate and then head to a plastic beach, where they are hunted by the fifth horseman of the apocalypse, referred to as the Boogeyman. Right, so on Melancholy... Oh, did the music stop? Apparently it did. My apologies. Oh, there is no music. That's not normal. Right, well, I'm gonna play the next song and hopefully sound will come out. The next song is On Melancholy Hill. It's a bit slower. Here we go, On Melancholy Hill. Can somebody listening tell me if there's a lot of noise? Because it seems like a lot of noise is coming from my computer, which I don't really know where it's coming from. And that's Melancholy Hill, everyone. I just think it's such a beautiful track, with 2D's vocal just being really slow and really passionate in this one. Just frankly one of my favorites, I think, from this album. So yeah, this is Plastic Beach. So let's go into Plastic Beach, which is the main single of this album. I'm just really quickly going to be changing the output, so it might be a little jarring for a second because there's a lot of noise and it may be coming from my phone. So it should be fixed right about now. Hopefully, in a perfect world. Oh, but now it's... Great, so I changed the output and the noise seems to be better, so it may have been my computer, I don't really know, but here we go into the next song, which is Plastic Beach. And so just one thing about this album is the best part to listen to this album is to listen to it through, so I recommend that anybody who likes the song I've been playing to just listen to it through because it's just such a great album. Thank you. Right, and so this isn't really an album that is, like, best listened to when you just listen to all the songs through. So, right, just as I said before, I recommend anybody who's interested to listen to the thing in its entirety. So, let's go into phase four, which is Humans After All, and honestly, my least favorite album. It's just, from now on, I'm just going to stop explaining the lore and go more into the music. Humans After All, this album has a lot of featuring, and honestly has too much featuring. Chidi is the main vocalist and was only, well, his vocals were only used in two of the tracks, which is kind of, well, they were used only in two of the tracks, like as the main vocal support, vocal sections. This album has a lot of featuring, like a lot. Especially from talented rappers, though, and I find it hilarious that his album has a track called Interlude, Elevator Going Up, but is just 5 seconds of silence, and I just find that really funny for some reason. Alright, so let's go into the first track, which is going to be Ascension. So I really love this mixing, especially in the beginning, but Vince Staples, which is the person who was featured in this one, really had no restriction with his lyrics. Like, very, but like, the mixing is still really awesome, so I hope you guys can go behind the lyrics and just listen to the song as how it is. So here we go into the next one, which is Ascension. Jehovah, play my tunes loud enough to shake the room. What's that hold up? Heard the world is in it soon. I assume that they told you they trying to dinosaur us. So now it's time to go up. The sky's falling, baby, drop that ass for it crash. The sky's falling, baby, drop that ass for it crash. The sky's falling, baby, drop that ass for it crash. The sky's falling, baby, drop that ass for it crash. The roof is on fire, she went like Barbra Streisand. Police everywhere, it's like a nigga killed a white man. I just wanna find a baby mama for the night in. So don't be coming round Vince on that battery. Shit, on the 911 shit. Need a Mrs. Brown as Missy, I can have some fun with them slave bones. Make Greg Jones, don't stop, bitch, stay focused. They hated on them since days of Moses. Let my people go crazy, them stars falling, don't chase them. The sky's falling, baby, drop that ass for it crash. The sky's falling, baby, drop that ass for it crash. The sky's falling, baby, drop that ass for it crash. The sky's falling, baby, drop that ass for it crash. So there's less noise coming from my phone, but it's less loud, so I think I'm just going to return back to how it was really quickly. And so this was Ascension, which I really like the beginning of, but honestly it kind of goes on a little bit and is also very explicit for a radio that is supposed to be somewhat limited with the explicit parts. So here we go into the next song from Humans After All, which is Andromeda. Such cool mixing in Humans After All. To the Right, and so I think it's about time for a PSA, everybody. And so for this week, I decided to make it about letters because I took a pretty heartful this weekend, and so I just wanted to have a little joke just with that. Right, so here's a PSA. Oh god, I touched everything on my keyboard. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet, it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a lighter might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder-safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Right, so let's go back into the show. I just got to close a tab that I opened by accident when clicking everything. Right, so here's into Phase 5, which is called The Now Now, released in 2018. It's the album all about the guitarist of the band. And I'm saying the band, it's a virtual band, but still, the guitarist represented was called Noodles. And yeah, this album is just kind of about her, but just the entirety of this album as a more chill, laid-back, and more happy tone overall, especially compared to the second album, which was Demon Days, which has that really grunge aesthetic. So here we go into Humility. Right, yeah. Humility, here it is. So off the back, we really have a different aesthetic from like Demon Days and the other songs I played before. Just more laid back, chill, happy sounding. It's quite good. But I'm probably going to have to cut it short just because I want to play songs afterwards and I still have four songs to play. So here we go. Right, and so that's Humility, just with that really happy-go-lucky vibe. Frankly, just made me a lot happier right now. Here we go into the next song, which is going to be Trance, obviously by Gorillaz. Yeah, Trance. Really different aesthetic with that one. More 80s synthy sounds. Just rather an interesting track also. French lyrics, yay! Oh, Right, so I do think that Now, which is the album I'm playing now, definitely is slightly is underrated compared to some of the other ones. I think it's really good. If you're interested, you should listen to the different songs in that album. But let's go into Phase 5. I'm just going to keep the music playing in the background just because I feel like it gives a nice aesthetic to when I'm talking. Right, so Phase, the final Phase, which actually just came out, which is called The Song Machine. It was coming out through 2020. I was really excited at the beginning, but then I was less excited from the songs that kept on coming. But there's two songs that really come out as really amazing from this final album, which is Désolé and Momentary Bliss. So I'm going to be going and playing Désolé right about now. So yeah, everything released in 2020, I was really hyped for it. And some of these songs in this album are just really, really good. Right, so this is the end of Trance, and let's go into Désolé. Which means sorry in French. The song takes a little bit of time to start, so I'm just going to be talking a little bit over that. So yeah, Désolé, with that new aesthetic, after 2 years of not doing an album, they finally go back in together. It's just really different overall from the stuff we've had from Gorillaz before. It's kind of laid back, like in the Now, but it also has all these new levels of instrumental stuff happening in the background. Just really solid stuff. And now I'm just gonna stop talking. Sometimes it cuts out and sometimes it doesn't, it's really weird, but right, this is Désolé, with the two words Désolé and Compliqué being spoken in French, which both mean merci and difficult. Just an overall really good track, kind of like Humility that I played before, really more laid back and chill. The song I'm playing next really demonstrates like how far Gorillaz really goes, because it's kind of like a song with three different aesthetics. There's one that's kind of like the old Beatles style song, but then there's like alternative rock in it, and then there's also like punk British rock and slash British rap, which I found really interesting. So I think my favorite song from the last album, which is called Song Machine, is the song Momentary Bliss. So here we go into Momentary Bliss, kind of representing me with this show, where I'm just always really happy to have people listening, and thanks everyone for listening, obviously, and here we go, Momentary Bliss. So it starts with that really fat guitar riff and then goes forward with like different stuff happening. So there's a reference in the lyrics of O Rita, O Rita, which is a reference to the Beatles. And here we go into the British rap section. Here we go.
So fucking special. Oh, how you need it. Oh, how you're needing. And you keep squeezing the truth from the middle. You part the seas, but your arches, they ain't golden. And you was gagging for some gags, and now you're rolling. Bet you shut your trap and keep it hush. And another note, couple of months made me blush. There's a hole in your pocket, so you cannot find a change. Cavern of your mind, you see your pattern. You pull your strings and you jump, hold your mouth and you say, the day before it happened. We all give applause when people love the cause. But on the way out, it gets your back in. See, everything in life is silver and gold. But mine is for metal, get platinum. It makes me sick to think doing happy in your skin is worth it. To think life won't go and blink. Get your speakers to them, then it pops and withers your top. Key twist that you deserve.
It's amazing all the different, like, different genres of music that I played into a single song. Here we go. We go into the build up for the next part.
In truth, the bills, they must be paid. And what is left is salt and cake. Typical, oh, you need to change your face. You get it sold. It's such a waste. You know, we could do so much better than.
That piano is just beautiful.
We could do so much better than this. Mostly your faces and momentary bliss. We could do so much better than this. Oh Rita, oh Rita. We could do so much better than this. Perfect little pictures of moments that we missed. We could do so much better than this. Oh Rita, oh Rita.
Right, and so that's the end of Gorillaz for today. Thank you everybody for listening. I'm still going to play a little bit of songs really quickly because I've got some songs I want to play for my friends. Right, and so that was the last one, Song Machine and Momentary Bliss. I just think is probably one of my favorite songs from Gorillaz with Clint Eastwood, Rock the House, and some of the others. I hope you guys enjoyed their songs. It's really like weird to start getting into Gorillaz just because what they do is just really wacky, but it clearly shows that they just have some great mixing abilities and really know what they're doing. But at the same time, they decide to do such weird stuff, like using, just making really weird decisions sometimes. But, I mean, sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. But still, well, yeah, probably just one of my favorite bands. And here we go. I've got a song I want to play for Ryan because he's been playing it on repeat and me too. Here we go into Ouch by Sev78.
I get my rage from my mother's side, an addiction vice from my father's line, and my OCD's pulling out my hair. Yeah, my brain feels like a nightmare. I'm attention deficit, and my anxiety's loving it. When I think about possibly dying, I wonder if I'm really okay. Ouch, life hurts like that. Saying ouch, ouch, ouch.
me saying ouch, 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 ouch.
A free book about mesothelioma got me wondering if I am in a coma. My life to someone else comparing on the couch. I've never won a showcase cause I've never left my house. Me and my friends, I really wanna lose like 5 pounds. I talk about my goals and dreams but never out loud. Feeling like I'm stuck with ulcers in my gut. Life can be a buzzkill like when Woody got murderous. Oh, ouch, life hurts like that.
Me saying ouch, 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 ouch. When I got me saying ouch, 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 ouch.
Secrets, secrets are
right. That's ouch, and I don't know if it's still going in the background. Yes, okay, it is. That was Ouch by 778, and I'm just gonna call Ryan out again for lying. He's playing this song all the time, and I really can't stand it. Here we go into the next song, which I'm playing just because one of my good friends played it on his own show. It's kind of more electronic, which is something I haven't really played on this show yet. I mean, maybe with Avicii, some harder songs. But here we go into Herbivore by Riot, which is, I mean, it hits harder than some of his own songs I've played, but I'm just going to be playing that for a little bit, and then playing a final song, which I haven't chosen yet. Here we go. Right, so as much as I like songs like this, I realize dubstep is probably not what most of my friends listen to. So I'm just gonna be playing one last song today, which is from Tom Misch, and I think I might be considering doing it for next week, but I haven't really chosen yet. So here's, wait, I don't know which one I want to do. Here we go, It Runs Through Me by Tom Misch.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Sorry, that was really jarring from dubstep to like a clean guitar, but like I haven't chosen what I want to do for next week. I think I might do two artists and might do Tom Misch with Haywire or something else. I haven't really chosen and I'll see. But anyway, thank you for listening, everyone. I think I'm going to clean the studio with this song and it just playing in the background. Just once again, thanks a lot for listening. It means a lot. And
she told me at the baseline and everything will be alright. Told me that the groove is mine, it will take us through the night. And where I'll go, can't explain, I'll never know, but it's beautiful. You can't take this away from me.
My apologies, everybody. I got challenged to play a much harder song, so here we go into another dubstep song. I'm sorry for everybody's here. This is Geno Genesis by The Fat Rat, which I think I might actually do on my show one of these days. WMFO. In Medford.
Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.